lived in Catalonia, despite the region accounting for only 16% of immigrants to Spain from Muslim-majority countries. Some of the most sophisticated plots and networks, albeit by Spain's comparatively low standards, have also been uncovered in Catalonia. What makes Catalonia particularly prone to producing jihadists? No one factor explains it. Some have suggested social marginalization. A 2007 U.S. State Department cable, for instance, stated that Catalan Muslims live on the edges of Spanish society. They do not speak the language, they are often unemployed, and they have very few places to practice their religion with dignity. Individually, these circumstances would provide fertile ground for terrorist recruitment. Taken together, the threat is clear. This assessment, although arguably overly pessimistic, does capture some problems that plague the local Muslim community and may contribute to radicalization. Yet they are hardly unique to Catalonia, one of Spain's wealthiest regions. To the contrary, Muslims living in Spanish regions like Andalusia suffer from equal, if not greater, degrees of socioeconomic deprivation and exclusion, yet have not been radicalized to the same extent. Catalonia's situation may be better explained by the extensiveness of the region's Salafist scene. Over the last 20 years, authorities have monitored the growth of some 60 to 70 Salafist mosques, spread throughout an area that the Mossos d'Esquadra refers to as the Salafi Corridor. This designation relates to the area stretching from the southern cities of Rus and Tarragona, the traditional heart of Catalan Salafism, to the northwestern corner of Lleida, and extending all the way to small cities near the French border in the province of Girona. The Salafi corridor comprises an informal network of mosques, in many cases little more than garages or abandoned structures, usually located in small and mid-sized towns that resemble Ripoll, where most of the Barcelona attackers hailed from. These towns are home to large communities of mostly Moroccan agricultural laborers, and over the years, Salafist organizations there have grown in size and influence thanks to the activism of their leaders and their access to foreign funds from Arab Gulf countries, and Kuwait in particular. The brand of Salafism preached in most Catalan mosques is quietist, espousing highly conservative but nonviolent views. Yet Spanish and Catalan authorities have always treated this network with the utmost suspicion. A 2011 memorandum by Spain's National Center for Intelligence, CNI, stated that the consequences of the funding of Salafist mosques by foreign countries are seen in the negative attitudes towards integration, such as the growth of ghettos and parallel societies, Islamic tribunals and police forces operating outside the law, lack of schooling for girls, forced marriages, and so on. The connection between Catalan Salafist networks and violence, moreover, is hardly occasional. There have been a handful of cases resembling that of the Barcelona attackers, in which young men who previously attended Salafist mosques or had fallen under the spell of Salafist imams traveled to Syria and Iraq to join jihadist groups or planned attacks in Catalonia. Generally, it can be said that although the local Salafist scene in Catalonia is not directly engaged in violent activities, its rhetoric provides an ideologically conducive environment, a mood music that leads some young Catalan Muslims to take the next step and embrace violence to further their extremist worldview. This well-developed Salafist scene helps explain the disproportionately high levels of radicalization in Catalonia, more so than any other concurrent factor. Despite apparent gaps in detecting the Repoisel, which operated freely for months, Spanish and Catalan counterterrorism apparatuses remain better prepared to face the jihadist threat than some of their counterparts throughout Europe. Yet lack of resources and difficulty in internal and external information sharing are issues of concern. Spain, moreover, has been slow to implement an aggressive radicalization prevention strategy and enter into trust-based partnerships with large cross-sections of its Muslim community. Hopefully, recent attacks will not be a source of further political tensions, particularly as they precede the October 1 Catalan independence referendum by just a few weeks. Rather, the recent attacks should serve as an opportunity to sharpen both Spanish and Catalan counterterrorism efforts.